This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. The Gospel of Mark chapter 10. None of you, maybe a trust them now for Mark, some panel, it should be Mark chapter 10. And I'll read to you verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. These are the words of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it is for our meditation this morning. And So our subject is Jesus' life, a ransom for many. Yeah, yeah, just so I drink when they say yes, Christ, And before we come to, look at the details and try to have some further understanding of what he said here. This statement, he made it at a particular time, as we can, those of us who were here when we were reading, it was an occasion that made him to make this, it was an event that made him to make this statement. When James and John had asked him to place them in a high position in his kingdom, and we are told that when the other 10 disciples, because these were the 12 apostles, when the other 10 also heard it, they were not happy with that ideas of their brothers. And they were not happy with James and John. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, after that, began to discourage them for their desire for prestige. And rather, he encouraged them to desire how they could be useful as servants to others. And he said this. Servants or usefulness to serve, to show that's what is great in his church or in his kingdom. The one who serves, who has a desire to serve and become a servant, he or she is the greatest. Will be a great person in his church. Yeah, you can now pray to say yes, Christo. Or can San Semi say? Sir, nipa ba no so ba I say, wamba say oba ni abe sumuno. Nemo ba I so ba abe sum. No de ne Christ ko ay ajidi de amani pa bebre. Ano na okan no maybe mu ana isyan for James ni John. Aba ni nchini. No, omo pe kusi ane say. Omo jina biya a sum o na hima ni mu. Omo for mu jina jia biya o sum na hima ni mu. Nti. So it's for no more for apostles, no more yet. Only 12. It's John and James the Becker. It's 10 not say, you know. I know more the cry. Silent, I'm no baby, sir. I said a few years ago. I used to fasso. I'll tell you almost to be in a fasso. I yes, or be boom, my bemu afa. Sir, Munya Pesse, Umbenya, I put the answer when you're Zambia, Cassia. Now, of course, so actually, I said, yeah, also, my dream, Zambia Momoa, I saw a new one, Yakupon, Nahini Mans, and also if he and I said, Yakupon is one, a near officer, Osu, Noya Aqua, and that's what he told them. So, meaning they were desiring wrong thing, prestige, and a high rank or position. He said, I know they shouldn't aim for that. And I'm sure, interestingly, I'm sure we are. We can realize that the teaching of Jesus here will shame many today. That also, many who call themselves Christians, they say the Christians should be the head, not the tail, and that they should be the bosses and not the. But Jesus Christ says, well, Christians and his followers should be servants. It will be shame many church leaders today. I'm sure we know who pride themselves in prestige, in titles and names. And accomplishment that they come and they just announce who they are and what they have done. No, just said those who be great in his church, in his kingdom, should be those who want to be servants, who want to be serving and be useful to others, not those who want to be seen as great people in his kingdom.
Jamaicans, yes, we should etch our high or teaching a show of voice. More money in Bray, Janabia, and that's our body, and a position or Boma Bemuno. Or can't be a Boma Bemna win up, say, or just a sir, so by your Musa Yakua, and that's a way of some four, I will not sorry, and that's it, Nahimimuno, and only idea a strong woman. I'm so well, okay, idea. Or say a new woman before you bronze over Christo for one day. If you say anybody brave, if you saw over Christo, or so we had the four, or so we knew Yam, or we asked, or so you have body, even in soft for nail, and so I saw him pay for a brisan or Mopa, Mokasa, and I saw Moody Bombassage, Omochester, Omodia, Omona would to me, and I saw Moa Bodini, a Omodis annual mature. By excuse and some more come away, a woman in Brazil. Excessive, I'm here no more. A pity is with someone in a prayer for. If you say, I say, one more, I bear a penny for an answer, a bear, be it Zabia or not sorry, an answer, and him, and also me or more, or my uncle. I want person we a sum for Edema Epinum. So we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, what he's teaching here, is opposite of what the common Christianity today people think of. Omukaso, so we're here, so you're here. All those are nonsense, you see. These are the teachings of Jesus Christ. Sir, in some of Mukaso, also a cashier, also Kosona, or the four we ask them, if you say a Kotia Yeshua or Nangasan Church, they are not Christians. Christians are those who follow Christ and his teachings. They have believed, I mean, he has saved them, they trusted, they repented of sin, and they follow him. But if people who claim to be Christians are claiming prestige and name and titles, who are they? They are not Christ disciples at all. Well, this is not my concern this morning, but that's the context from which Lord Jesus Christ spoke this word. And yes, someone may come here, may put a younger son out of pay. But make a come if you say yes, Christo. And someone can, you know, answer no better idea, a bit now, so on. Yes, answer me, fast answer me home. Ah, sir, boy, Yakoko, sir. Say, if I say who Christo need nature, may and green, Cassiabia, me and green, aboard me and green bibia, or say, I'm saying, what? The uncle for your brain was it. And then I'm going to assume it. And could you imagine the God of all creation? I want to come and be among his people and be his, and I want to be great. No. God hates pride and arrogance and all kind of prestige. No. All those who be his people, he wants them to be under. Such people who have a heart of humility and a submission, a heart of servant, service. The word that I use there to minister, that those words means like a servant that waits by table. You see, let's say if you go to the restaurant, see those who wait and serve you. That's the picture. So to minister, so the word, you see, people use the word minister today, he's a minister. Be a servant. The pastor means a minister, he's a servant. You see, people have had, I think when they think of ministers of maybe in government, then they think of minister, the pastor, yes, he's to be respected, but he's a servant. The word minister means like one who waits at tables. You see, near or train, so be the Diviana or Bobo Wano, or OCC, the tables near the. I don't know, and there that so for us. I don't, I saw for years, I see a boom, but I don't just say, Omu, Eklemu, a friend is saying, avoiding this time, your mind, we are. Okay. I didn't just by the way. So as I said, my main concern is this statement that for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. May not in the crowd to go, I are Jidia, your money for the grave. So, find yourself no crowd by some other song. So, why is there only a bit in the numbers of Umber on the answer for? So, my main thing is on this to give his life a ransom for many. Said the ordinary crowd, I are Jidia, Amma Nipado Dwono. And this he meant that he came on earth to give his life as a ransom for sin for many. A ransom. Or the crab I had the my bonnet. So Benjamin Pepe Bonin same. I'm a baby. So he came but we are sitting in the crab about 2 horse or bet to me Ajinipa ah, bonye adoko ye fi bonye se. Ti ne djumo be di ye no. Na sa djuma di ye no, ehia obi a owa ho brase ye so no na opre obetumi abre obetumi age amaye. So in thinking further, we will think why ransom for sin is a necessity for all mankind. Adenji na se be gi ye efi bonye in semuno eye ade ehia de mani panyia. Why is it a necessity? And why should Jesus Christ come? And even the Son of God should come from heaven and only come and become a ransom for sin. So Yankupon Banua or Yankupon. So Fistro Ebasa she's study of Bayani say Obabe Jeffy Bonin Sim Adentia. Why is it necessary that the Lord Jesus Christ should come and offer himself as a ransom for our sin? I didn't tell Jesus Christ to also back. No, I don't remember to say, "Obi obeji efi boni sim, obi tuya boni kamaye." It is very important, so we think of it. And the first thing is that what made it become a necessity because of our sin. We are born in sin. You see, we are all sinners. All mankind have become sinners. We have inherited sin from our parents, from Adam, and then through our parents, we have all become sinners. And as David said it right in Psalm 51, verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." David can say, "Miss my yard boy, I am well born in my childhood." So that from our formation to our birth to become who we are, sin is with us. So basically, my Benjamin say, "Yeah, na ya be we are sinner, ya be any pano." Boni, so this is the necessity because we are sinners because of sin, and we know the Bible tells us it was the sin of Adam that has made us all sinners. So every descendant of Adam is a sinner. And all of us come from Adam. All of us are descendants of Adam. And the Bible also says this right in Romans chapter 5 verse 12. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Bible kind of train David counts on 51 verse 5. Smithman. Romans chapter 5 verse 12 say, "Nam di power kosuma boni ba we ase no na ewu so na boni so ba yen ti ewu afa ni pe nyia so ti nyia ya di boni afa." See, we are all sinners, and that is the settled truth in the scripture. Said ye ewu ase ni pe nyia ya di boni afa e ni kura Bible no akanto ho. And another fact is that it's not that we only inherited sin, but we have also inherited the curse God pronounced on sin. And yes, there are one penny alpha, no me, I am who the two one listeners, no, and also we are so. So you see, not that we are all listeners, we are cursed. And yes, there are the one for keke, no me, Yakupon, no me, and I so. And this curse he pronounced on Adam and so to every sinner. You see, Sai and Coupon and Ome Adam or Yabonino. No, Sano Meno Abayas, yes, so we be ara or the boy in Sano Meno. I will, yes, so. But you know, most of the people think, yes, we are sinners and we are somehow cursed, but how far we are cursed, people seem not to understand. Of how far we are condemned, people seem not to understand. The Ukrainian, the Bible bread, you two say, "I had a boy for now, but need the how and answer no, maybe there." So, then, mom, said yes, I know many tears, no, I do who I agree, no more NTSC. I'm sure, sir, we are in a world where people think, well, the curse of sin is merely suffering in this life. But that's not the major part, you see. That's not the major thing. The curse of sin has brought us separation from God, has brought us eternal damnation, which if we die in sin, we'll go to hell. But no man dies, so no. And yet, we are saying, okay, am I a bias? Am I a new one? In that yet, now, when you are born in Monsua, yɛbɛkɔ daa ɔsɛyɛ mu. Ɛyɛ ne nneɛma ɛhu hia pa mmerɛ berɛ nnipa nwe saa nneɛma no. And so we see, let me read to you Genesis chapter 3, where God pronounced this curse to start with. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. It says, curse the ground for thy sake, because of thy sin, curse the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So, in which the Yahupo had a no me way to Adam, so, say, on the one in Tino, as I see, no man canon. I will go on over to this, the years with we are so, and Cassiane, in Cassiane, and John, my how me, I mean, Bibia, high, we are a bit fierce as this wabba. And Obey. As we did now, do name restaurant, our son's papa, for him, and the fear. So, is it the physical death, and everything is inclusive here? So, you see, it was death that cursed in the ground. And again, people think anybody can curse. No, only God can curse. You see, only God can. If I bring I'm saying, you want Africa, no? They have delegated power. If God don't allow them, they can work. Abosum, and before I did not omuga. Only to me. See, they don't have power. They have no power at all. So people seem to be afraid of them. No. They don't have power at all. If God don't allow them, they cannot work. Only God has power. Power belongs unto God. He is the so that's why he can curse. You see? Okan, which you are my yabo. And again, as I'm talking about the sin, the condemnation of sin coming down on us, Ezekiel chapter 18 also says the same thing. He said that, behold, all souls are mine. All of us who belong to him made us. All souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And who goes, I cry, yeah, we didn't see any there. Only God can tell us this. You see, that's what Lord Jesus Christ told people. I mean, in his time of the Jesus, that they should not be afraid of those who kill the body. They should be afraid of the one who can kill the body and also take the soul to hell. You see, only God can do that. Physical suffering and it's not. God can allow people to die, but for us to really suffer, it's in His hands. Hell is in his hand, you see. And also Deuteronomy chapter 32:39. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me, I kill. God says I kill. And make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Life and death is in the hand of God. You see? So it is he that we have to be afraid of. You see, sometimes people are afraid for whatever reasons, but it's only God who has life and death. You see, if we should live today, it is in his hands. If we should die today, it is in his hands. You see, so he only can punish sin. He can condemn sinners. So one thing we see that it is by the curse of sin that has brought sufferings into this world. And to Bonnie, anything I might have. Aba Ewiasi, per what they can carry money, and I'm born in the Mahaba Ewiasi, you see. But many people think of the troubles of life and all the what the difficulties, but they don't think about their sin. And I'm born in the Mahaba Ewiasi, and so people pray, oh, we are how we are, how we are, how we are, how we are, how we are. No, it is sin. So whenever there are troubles in our life, we think of sin. We think of our sinfulness and what we have done with our life and run to God. You see, born in a mahal, oh, we are saved. So how to me and Casacasa. Yentinas, Yendri and Gasso, Bonnie, Bonnie, where Bonnie, I'm a how, a baby, I say. So Bonnie, if you are here, a house with you, I say. When God made Adam, there was no trouble, there was no death, there was no pain, there was no suffering. Adam was happy. But when sin came in, troubles. And ever since, trouble. And the world, sometimes those who don't want to believe in, want to submit to God and believe in Him and give their life to Him, say, oh, no, we can try to make the world better. Oh, has anybody made the world better for anyone? No. Read about the kingdoms that have come and gone. The one we have, the Assyrian kingdom, the Babylonian kingdoms, the Roman kingdom, the Roman Empire, the British Empire. Look at all the kingdoms. If you come to Africa, all our tribal kingdoms, whatever, which of them has ever brought peace to people in this world? And again, UN and others, they won't. Well, there's no peace. You see, sin is in the world. We deceive ourselves if we think of that peace which we could seek after. No, we deceive ourselves. But then there's a good news. The Ukrainian say, Nipa Pin say, obey to me, and one casa, or they have got to enjoy no banyas from you. Yes, what I don't know. Yes, a Hindi, a Pimu for Assyria, a Hindi, Babylon, Rome, dear Greek, dear, and even British, dear, and then many kingdoms. We have Yankasa, we have a Hindi, a Pimu for Nyade. Obi on fast, we can probe ya. Obi on fast, Obi Abakona, and how no Jahoko. Now, we are saying, yes, Omo Passion, Jenom, the Yaku Portion Jaya. There is no peace. If God is neglected, there can be no peace in this world because of their sin. And so we tell those who think they woke up, there can never be peace in this world, so long as they sin. Nobody can bring peace. It's a deception without God Himself. But the good news is that because this world is cursed, God has promised to destroy this world and bring in another where sin and its curse cannot be found. There a year. And then, and I say, my Irishian, you say, Yanko Pong, now, while no may be as you are so best as every as you. Name when my shepherd said, if we are simple from about Bonnie, and yes, so no man, any hope you. He will destroy this cursed world and bring in another world. But for us to have access to this new world, where peace and joy are eternal, we must be free from God's curse on sin. Sebenya akwanya akosa ni wiase fono de bana bone ene esunu mini ni bono a then na etumi nyamu asomdwe ene ene gya eti hoda no a then osi etumi nya fahudi fi bone no me na da yeso na bone. See, for us to have access to that new world God will bring, we have to be free from the curse of sin and our own sin. We ask ourselves, what about my sin? What am I taking it to? Often on the street, when you go on visitation, I'm talking to people, then they try not to understand. Well, they seem not to give their mind. Ask them. Think about your sin. Okay? I'm sure you know that you are a sinner. I say yes. And that there will be judgment. I say yes. And so, what are you doing with your sin? At the day of judgment, what are you going to do with your sin? But the Bible has said that God will punish every sin. What are you going to do with your sin? Then they are quiet. They may not answer, but it's a fact. So we point in our eye, the Bible, I try and say, you make a temple, but then we are born in. So if I was born in a new field, then I go to me, I have born in. You see? So until sin is taken away, we can never be blessed. So born in field, you are in your young coupon in Shira. You see all those false pastors today, you are blessed, you are blessed. We are only blessed when sins are forgiven. Blessed is the man to whom God will what forgive sin. Blessed is the man that will not impute sin. That's the language of scripture. But this, the language of this false teacher is about, you are blessed, no matter how you are, you are blessed. No. God will not bless us with peace and joy, with salvation, so long as we are in sin. No, God will not bless us, you see. So that the new world that is going to come, a world without sin, and a world without curse of sin. How can I be there? If we are safe from the banu aboni nim, if we are from the banu aboni how and how be any mo, we still na makuhobi. That is why Christ is telling us he abides over before. He came so that we can be a ransom, pay the price of sin for us, so that we can be free to go to this kingdom. So, the plan of God for us is to ransom sinners by Jesus Christ. And this must be very important to us. But if I should ask you, how many of us think of this as the most important thing? See, how many of us think that to be free from sin and its condemnation and its curse is the most important thing? How many of us think of that as the most important thing? See, until we think of it as the most important thing, God will not even help us. God will not mind us. We will die in our sins and we will perish to eternal hell. See, when we think of the curse of sin and that how God has promised to deliver us from sin, nothing should be so much important to us from this. The freedom that God is giving to us from the curse of sin. All matters of life should be so trivial to us as compared to this. We are simple, bravo. Said the ability, the ability, you may be a school, a bell call. Yeah, bravo, the ability. Or say, yeah, the critical of my head. The share, the uncle, one year, sir, or the money better. Yeah, no, the Oma Christo, I will my head. Say, the universal, some more dear money, I tell you. No idea if you want it to me, Muno. Or say, here, eh, here, dear CBBR. Why? Because one day when you come to die, all that you live for, all that you have ever acquired, and that name, possession, you go with nothing. You have nothing to take away to beyond this life. When you be out there, and what we are talking about here is standing there still. You may lose everything in this life, you may have nothing, but this thing, your sin, the day of judgment, is there standing. Let's think of all our friends who have died and gone. Often when I go to funeral, that's when I see the body there, sometimes I just look at it and I'm thinking, where is this person going? He lived a sinner. Was he saved? Was he saved from his sin? The people, when people are reading the tribute, they may be saying so many things, but my concern is, was he saved from his sin? I don't know, whatever they say about him is nothing. You see, he had this. Lord Jesus Christ, he came on, his purpose of coming to this world is to save us. Just the God of all creation, just recently, I'm sure some of us have been reading the news at Artemis 2, those astronauts that went to the moon. One of them, because you know, nowadays most of scientists have become like 80, so even when they are, they seem to understand something, they seem to throw it away. One of them is something great. He has been saying something like when he went and he saw the moon and how it's the only planet that is full of life and the color and everything, he felt something beyond this world. And he felt that really, he didn't say there must be God, but he said that he felt there's something which really is so special about the world and matter our life. And he couldn't really say much, you see. I mean, he said that when he came, he went to see a priest or something, but really it has impression on him as a scientist, you see, that he was so amazed with the earth and how it hangs. Because they move from the earth and they would see the earth hanging with that blue, that color, and so amazing to them. You see, and you know, currently what the scientists believe most of that, well, the earth will evolve and blah blah. He was telling with the thing of how can this thing just evolve on its own? You see? But if we should sit down and think about life and matters which is ahead of us, about what will be hereafter, it will move us to seek, it will move us to think how the Lord Jesus Christ, who created all this massive thing, this universe, came on earth to suffer, to make himself a servant for our salvation. See, again, we have to cast here any, said here, ni papra, umuku, yumko, here, elmo, see, yanko, for boss, I do any, if you show by sober breath, not the moist before, sober JV Bonimoa. It should speak to us. I'll say, Cassatria. So, yanko, we ask, I don't know, JV, ask, say, me, to go. See, a bonding to know about the woman. It should speak to us, you see. Sin is a serious matter. And to be relieved from it, to have liberty, to know the joy of salvation, is one thing which is the most important thing in life, you see. Everything, if we should think about it well, every matter of life should be trivial, as I said. See, a dream, who ye are, a bravo, unsevly, a kunyemi, a osaya, kitikti, bramai. There's nothing. There's nothing that can be compared with being ransomed from sin. Because if you are not rescued from sin and its cares from the, in this life, the cares of sin will end you in eternal hell. The Quran says, "And you, if you born in it, born in no me, mu, I will rout it as here." I do not call upon Sam Jim that. There's no middle ground. You have to go there. You see, you have to, that's the place for all those that are not forgiven of their sin. Omo ayam for money and show money ano. Omo yaku ponsa pon o osi si dia mo. Mopsa obun samne ne omo money ni ano. So ono dia mo. Obun samne omo so ono dia mo. Any adi bon yam for ano yam su yam for money and show. Ono musu beko. So hell is real. Always I prove as well. I tell people if you think hell is not real, where will Satan and us be when this world changes? Or when this world turns over to the new world, God said he has prepared there for them. So meaning hell as well. Hell was prepared for Satan and the demons, and now sin came to us so that all who will not repent and believe the Lord Jesus Christ, they will also go there. So long as Satan and demons will be taken to hell, we should never joke. If God will take these angels who sinned against him to hell, what about you and I? The angels are glorious. They are above one who will do sin. Of course, if you take them there. What about you and I, if we live and die in our sin? You see? So, what you are talking about is very important. Friends, to know freedom from sin is vital for a life to be well lived in this present life. Again, we see people, when they die, they say, life well lived. Again, ask yourself, how did they live? Are their sins forgiven? Probably they do. They say, well, he was well to do. He was able to take care of his children, which is a good thing. He was able to, live as a nice person, so life well lived. No, that's not life well lived. A life well lived is a life that I lived when I discovered the purpose of life, that I'm a sinner, that I saw the Lord, he forgave me, and I'm dying now as a sinner saved by grace. That's a life well lived. Abraboa, ya boni ye se bewa, ya chubi ebitu ya kaz, abraboa, ba wiyaz mousa miya di bonyeni. Let me who serve Abraham. We are the time we are supposed to be in Yanka, a few young people, some few upon him. No, any idea. Salmua, I said, the boy, any idea, drum, and I'm used to swagger him, but make na make way. And only Abraham, is what Abraham boy. Beyond that, whatever you have in this life, not life well lived. It's a life fully lived. No matter how you had in this world, whatever you had in this world without salvation is poor, poverty. You die a poor person. And you go to suffer for eternal hell. You know, contentment and gratitude fill the life of everyone who have tasted deliverance from sin. Akumatoyim, any abrabwa un ha ha yon. Nye, omu yadi omu ni acho omu. Oma brabo, ane omu akume, men wan edi vye dos. You see, when we come to the Lord, one thing that people don't know, people are thinking of, I want to be satisfied, I want to have such an accomplishment, in my heart, in my mind, I feel so satisfied. No, you can never have that until your sins are forgiven you. Only satisfaction that can really hold you in life is when you are delivered from sin. The event we have come out 20 years, and our brother only we ask him says every morning to war. They are Jewish, you want more. And yet many people want to have such a world life to live in this world, yet they are slaves to their sins. And if you pray, person who has a heart to show our brother in some way and poor at the moment money, how can you? How can a slave be happy? No slave is happy, I'm sure we know. No prisoner is happy. No matter how, I mean, those who they put them in house arrest, when they live in their house, they are not happy because you are so restricted. You see, just recently I read about it. One of the Asian countries that Myanmar, their former president, that's why initially put her in prison. Now they say she's on house arrest. But it's no better. You are limited. And you live without that even freedom of a poor person on the street. Who next? You are in house arrest. And that house sin is. Sin encloses us. No matter how free we are in this world, we are not free. And again, the Bible also tells us in Isaiah 48, verse 22, there is no peace of the Lord unto the wicked. Also, the boy, you know, have some dreaming home out. So that let nobody think of peace. And well, when things are going on well in this life for you, oh, I'm okay. That will not bring you peace. I'm sure we have known many times, well, things may be going all right, then you fall into trouble. But if we have Christ, when the trouble comes, we laugh at it because we have an anchor of the soul that holds us. Our hopes are not in this world. Our hopes were not on the things we had. Our hopes were not on the worldly comfort we had. Whether we have or not, our hopes were in Christ. So whether it's taken or not, we are still the same. You need a sword. Oh, Christo. See, you need a sword, Christo. See, you need a bro. See, you need you, you are still. See, you lose. You're the same. But then, if we put our hopes on this world, when we lose, when we are disappointed, then we are down. No. If you want your hopes to be fixed, and that you have that constant joy, have Christ. So first we need Genoa or Kumemun de Biano, how Bibiaba to Biano Stono, who you will be a Rehoni identity. Not used to. He only can hold you. He only can keep you in times of trouble. But now my question to you is this: do you know the freedom and peace of those that Christ has ransomed from sin? Do you know the peace and the joy of those that Christ has ransomed from their sin? Or more accused to achieve my fear of Mubonim, no, what you mean, Joe, Mubonim, no, or when it's a Mahunta swap, and your Masson Jerubia. Have you known it? What you mean? Do you know what it is? You see, Unsunim, sir, some Jeno, ne, Fahutino, accused to the Mawa, what you want to Bonim. Do you have that? Do you have that freedom and peace? We should never deceive ourselves, you see. If we don't have it, we don't have it. We can, that peace of Christ can never be conjured. No, it can never be. We can be religious, but to have the peace of Christ is to be saved from sin. I read me I assume for every cause, but if you have to assume, you know, this is a JV Bonim. And we can, so you have a JV Bonim, unto me, and now baby, I say a JV Bonim. You see, it's like when you are sick, unless you are cured, you are not free. You can claim I'm happy. I'm sure I've heard some who have gone to this charismatic meetings and well, they say they are healed, they say they jump and jump, but the next day they say they are not well. I'm sure we have heard stories like that. People, oh, they jump, oh yes, you are healed, and the next day you fall. You deceive yourself. No, if you don't have this peace and freedom which comes to those who Christ have saved from sin, then you have to seek him. That's why he came to this world. But I go to my second point. And it's about whom did Christ pay the ransom to? I say this because, you know, people teach wrongly about this. Jesus Christ, he paid it. He paid a ransom for sin to God. Because it is he who has placed every sinner's soul under the power of death. And it is he alone that can punish sinners for their sins in this life and in the world to come. Romans chapter 2, verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. You know, some have been teaching, I don't know if you have heard it before, that Lord Jesus Christ paid a ransom for sin to Satan. And you might not know some of the teachings, why the charismatics teach much of deliverances and all that. You know, they even know the implication of what they are doing. And see how they champion Satan and they are fighting against Satan. You see, they understand it. Well, God saves us and gives us power to take what we have loose. That's what the Bible tells us. And also, those who promote that, they say, well, Christ paid the ransom price to Satan. So that when he paid him, then God, then he released us from the house of Satan. That's why, you see, the charismatics, they are thinking of Satan, and he cares of. Satan has not cursed us. Upon someone, Satan has not cursed anybody. In Genesis, I'm sure we know that God who cursed man. Upon someone, the truth is that if we live in sin, Satan has power over us. As yet, the premise is yet, upon someone, that's the only thing. Because if you become sinners, then he has, it's like, you see, when you fall into somebody's dominion, I'm sure we have watched animal. These documentaries. You see, a lion may have his catchment area. If an animal falls in the area he's looking out to, and I'm sure you know, immediately he runs after. Or a crocodile will be lying quietly under the stream. Immediately any animal comes closer. Yes, that's what Satan does. He himself is a sinner. He himself is cursed. But for his position, he is like a senior cursed person. It's like if you go to a prison and a senior prisoner, what does he do? He's the boss in the prison also. He's the king of the prison. He orders others around. That's what Satan does to us. So long as we are sinners, he's a senior sinner. So he will try to bully us and try to control us. But then he has no power. He cannot curse. Satan cannot curse anyone. So you know, all these traditional beliefs about Anumi Obi is a lie. It's not there. It's never true. See? I'm not saying that witches and demons are not there. They are there. But that power people give to them is not true. You see? And even if they have any power, it's because people live in their sin. But if I am redeemed from sin, demons and witches, they have no power over me. You see? But, you know, these charismatic teachers, they rather teach people to be afraid of witches, demons, and juju, and not God. Am I lying? I'm not lying. You go to these churches, people are afraid of Satan, not God. You see? They are afraid that, well, somebody will curse them or Satan will attack them with disease or whatever. So day after day, they are thinking of fighting Satan. They are not thinking of how am I dealing with God. No. That's true. Before you bring a San Church, a Truya, a Casmati, a Soul for Change, I'm sorry. And yet, sir, I might be in your soul. This is the Hunyanku point, I'm the Muhammad, I'm a Shrona, my baby, the Adabi. Basically, I'm not going somewhere, you see. No, that is not Christianity. You see, Christ has conquered Satan. If you are redeemed from sin, Satan has no power over you. Christ has conquered Satan. He dashed in pieces when he died and rose up again. And so although he saved, say that my father, we are in his father's hand, and none is greater than God himself. Who can snatch anyone that Christ has saved from the hand of his father? No one. So you see, it is lies that they are deceiving people. People fall into this. It's a deception. The Son of God paid a ransom price to God himself. It is he whom we have committed sin against. You see? And every sin is a transgression of God's law. And every guilt in our conscience is a reminder that we are sinners. And I'm sure we have found this guilt in our minds from time to time. We have also abused the mercy of God. Every sin has abused his mercy. We have enjoyed the good things of this life, but we ignore him. So it is his mercy that we have transgressed against. So that whether we recognize that or not, the records of our sins in our conscience are witness against us. Whether you recognize or not, and it is the important that it is God that we have to do at the day of judgment. You see, it's not Satan. If Satan has anything, then we have to do, but it's God. Because he can punish sinners. He can bring us troubles for our sins. So that we have to be ransomed. You have to be ransomed from his wrath. I'll see a Jew free and before we share, I say. You have to be ransomed from the wrath of God. How quickly I'm done. The third part is that there is no other ransom for sin apart Jesus. You see, there is only one price God accepts for us to be ransomed from sin. It is the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. Jesus Christ only will work Calvary. I'm sure we know people try to say, well, they want to do good. People want to do many other things to earn heaven. No. See, to earn heaven, you have to be ransomed from sin, and only Jesus Christ can do that. See, when your soul is joined with him, then the curse of sin is reversed. So we cry, and then Jesus Christ will cry, the bomb will go, and then one no man no the trim. See, the Bible tells us in Hebrew that where there is remission of this is, there's no more remembrance of sin. So when the fact is that now Christ is so dear to us, or people are foreigner, you come and judge them. Say, no, be na yenya, you come and carry one of you. It's not amazing that God will not remember my sin. And then one day, you come and say, say, meet Christ to dinner, so the morning tell me, uncarry me one of you. God will never remember my sin. You see, what peace this brings to the mind. So no good works, church attendance or baptism can save us, can save anyone. So I'll ask you before I close. Are you seeking to be saved from sin? Oh, person, but you will be anymore now. Are you seeking that God should save you from sin? Then don't look at any other place. And you should be, and you should papa away, and you should only away, and you should be sorry, I hope I answer, be away, I was sorry, and you should sign your money. Look to Jesus alone. And there's a hymn, that, a song that the children sing. Look to Jesus, seeking one. Yes. You say yes, wow, you say. So you can find Christ. Only he can save you. Only he can forgive you because he died for sinners. He poured his blood, and it's his blood the Lord that can cleanse us from all sin. Only share the moja go Calvary. The moja pen the better have a pay fear born in your home. And he's ready to receive you. So if you have not come to him, come in repentance. Repent of your sin, believe on him, cry to him, and he will ransom you from sin and the power of sin. Power of death. And whatever that is against our soul. But the Lord help us, help each one of us, that each one of us who has not come to know him will come to him and cry to him to save. May the Lord help us in these things. Let's pray.